One of the things that I have a really hard time with is remembering people's names. I don't know what it is. It like goes in one ear and then I repeat it to myself and then it immediately goes out. And then I spend the rest of the conversation trying to remember what their names were.
It's the worst.
Yeah. And Nick Fradiani, who is my guest co-host this week, you deal with this a lot because you meet so many different people in the music industry too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I could actually remember when I was, especially in radio, when you're meeting people at these different stations that are playing your song, you really want to remember their names. You've met them a couple of times. And my manager at the time was like, if you can get good at this, it's going to really help you in your career. And I did not listen to that piece of advice too well because I still struggle. So I'm very excited to hear this, hear what you have to say.
So Leah Kemmerling is a writer and you wrote this great article about five ways to remember people's names. Can you go through it and help us out?
Yeah, totally. The first thing that I can offer here is believe in yourself. Stop saying that you're bad at names. When we say that we're bad at something or that we can't do something, we literally are setting our brain up to be bad at that thing.
I agree with that.
But what if you really are bad, like me? Like I was with old friends over the weekend, and I was like, gosh, I can't remember their parents' names. I can't remember their husband's names. I can't remember their kids' names because I hadn't seen them in a while.
Right.
And like, that's embarrassing. These are people that I've known since I was five.
It's definitely a challenge, but it's something we just need to put a little bit of effort into. And so in addition to, you know, believing that you're good at remembering people's names, I think it's really important to make these associations in your head. Use some sort of memory device. The number one thing to reach for is, do I know someone already with this name? And if so, that gets super easy, super quickly. Like Nick, one of my good friends just married a guy named Nick. So that was super easy for me. The first thing that I did when Anna said that your name was Nick was I thought, oh, Catherine just married Nick. They just got married. So Nick, that was easy enough for me to remember, right?
I always hear they say like to repeat the name immediately, right, in your head. Is that like, does that actually work?
Absolutely. Yeah. Repetition is the key to anything.
Nick, look at me right in the eye. Ready? Nick. So awkward. So awkward. But all right. I'm never going to forget his name. I guess that's right.
It is a little weird at first, but I think it's a very human thing, right? We all forget things all of the time, right? All of the time it happens. We all forget details. But I think the most important thing is if you forget someone's name when you're going to say goodbye to them or even mid-conversation, just ask. Like, it's not a big deal. I think it's really important to just go ahead and ask because it shows that you're willing to admit that you make mistakes. You're willing to show that you can ask for help and that you're trying to do better for that person who you're meeting.
My girlfriend has just gotten accustomed now whenever I'm with her that she introduces herself so that I can get the name of the person. Because I'll be like, I don't know. I forgot, Laura. I forgot their name.
That's a really good
she
tip.
She knows it by heart.
No, Paul, too. My husband knows. Like, whenever we go somewhere, if I just say, hey, how are you? He knows that that's the key to stick out his hand and say, I'm Anna's husband,
nice
Paul.
Nice to see you again.
Right. Yeah, he knows to do that. I mean, that's so shady that we both do that.
Yep.
All right, so to recap, the five tips. One, stop saying that you stink at remembering names. Two, repeat the name back to them. Three, make associations in your head. Like, what does that name remind you of? Four, say their name slowly and intentionally and somewhat awkwardly, I guess, right? And five, if you forget, just own up to it and ask again. If you want to subscribe to Leah's newsletter, it's called Friday Quick Fix. What's it about?
In it, we talk about separate the wheat from the chaff of the things that you should be checking out and the things that you can skip. If people want to sign up for that, they can sign up via my Instagram at Leah B. Kemmerling or leahbkemmerling.com.
Thanks, Leah.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Nick.
Thank
have a good
you.
One.
You have five new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.